Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, we're diving into a mix of intriguing updates from the cryptoverse. From significant legal actions to major financial moves and the evolving landscape of cryptocurrency regulations, there's a lot to unpack. So buckle up as we navigate through these developments together. First up, former US Senator Bob Menendez, known for his critical stance on cryptocurrency, has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for bribery and acting as an agent for Egypt. Menendez, who once labeled Bitcoin as an ideal choice for criminals, co-sponsored a bill opposing El Salvador's adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender. This news not only shakes up political circles, but also highlights the ongoing tension between traditional finance and the emerging crypto sector. In financial news, Norway's sovereign wealth fund has ramped up its indirect Bitcoin exposure to over $355 million. This move by one of the world's largest funds underscores the growing institutional interest in cryptocurrencies, a bullish indicator for the market. Meanwhile, the launch of an options market for the CoinDesk 20 index by Blockfills and CoinDesk Indices aims to boost institutional liquidity, providing new opportunities for sophisticated trading strategies. On the regulatory front, the Avalanche blockchain's recent upgrade, which slashed transaction fees by 75%, is a significant technical enhancement that could attract more users due to lower costs. This kind of innovation is crucial as platforms compete for developer attention and user engagement. Speaking of engagement, Ripple's XRP Ledger has reported impressive decentralized exchange volumes, surpassing $400 million in January alone. This marks a strong start to the year for Ripple, reflecting robust activity and adoption. However, not all news is positive. The Layer 2 network launched by Pudgy Penguins is struggling to attract liquidity, a common challenge for new platforms seeking to establish themselves in the competitive DeFi space. In a blend of finance and pop culture, Trump meme coins can now be used to purchase Donald Trump-branded merchandise. This move integrates cryptocurrency into mainstream commerce, albeit with a quirky twist reminiscent of the 1980s, when commercial tie-ins like the E.T. the Extraterrestrial video game became all the rage, though hopefully with better financial results. Lastly, on a strategic level, the recent announcements about the US potentially exploring a Bitcoin reserve highlight the increasing intersection of cryptocurrency with national financial strategies. This could be a game changer in how governments view and interact with digital assets. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.